Well, hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. It's 4:15 on Tuesday, the 14th of October. Currently out in Molly. I've picked
Dolly.
Dolly. Molly's the dog. Currently out in Dolly. We're on our way down to 303. Well, but down, I suppose, up. Going headed eastbound on the 303. What I'm going to need tomorrow to do is to point that air jet thing across to the right to the window. Will it move across? No? Okay, never mind. Okay, so the... No? Yeah, it goes up and down. Okay. So the weather is awful. It's just heavy drizzle. Awful weather. Don't touch the windows though. So Molly needed a good ride out.
Dolly.
So, oh God, Dolly. Yeah, sorry. Dolly. Dolly needed a ride out. Funny. So I picked the girls up from school. They did after school club until 4 o'clock. And we're going to go down to Andover to get Sarah some makeup, I think it was. And she wants me to look in a sports shop for a hoodie.
Have we got popcorn?
No, but Harry and I had some popcorn before. Oh. So Molly is running sweet as a nut.
Dolly.
Dolly, for the love of Jesus and all that's holy. Dolly. God. We should have called her Molly. Called the dog something else. Is that funny? Okay. Because they rhyme. Oh! Yeah. Yes, they do rhyme, Jessica, yeah. So, Dolly is running sweet as a nut. The habitation section of the vehicle is actually quite cool. I suppose what I could have done was run the hot air for a while before we got in. Probably a little bit naive in thinking that the air jets that heat the cab would be sufficient for the habitation area, but they're clearly not. Or they weren't 10 minutes ago.
Is it warm now?
What's the temperature like now? It's roasting in the front. It's getting warm in the back. Okay, let's turn the heat down a notch. The windscreen wiper is up to constant. And it's been all right. Finished work at 2:30. Yep, finished work at 2:30 today. As I mentioned previously, I'm on reduced hours, and then I'm on holiday after Friday anyway for 2 weeks. Thanks to Graham Pearson, who's at Black 73 Cat, who tipped me off about this. But I think probably originating from Dean Reed. I've downloaded this app. I think it's only available for iOS. Called Fidgibox. And it's digital geocaching, which is ace. So thanks, Graham. That is absolutely brilliant. I know Sarah and I wanted to do geocaching probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. We wanted to start getting into it. Probably about 2 years ago now, actually.
What's geocaching?
What's geocaching? Oh, I'll tell you all about it in a minute.
Is it where you leave something?
Yes, you leave something for someone else to find, or you go around looking for other little bits of treasure. So, but the digital geocaching on Fidgibox is you can leave a picture or an audio snap, and it's digitally geofenced. It's geofenced. Probably test that out in Andover, see what happens. I'll check it out, and I'll get back to you on that. Kind of looking forward to my time off. The weather's probably going to be minging, but to be honest, I don't really mind. I'm just looking forward to having some time off. Unfortunately, Sarah's working, so we can't really go away as a family, but I'm going to take the kids away, so that's all right. Mummy will be left out. Yes, but what we are going to do is have a long weekend, I think. Okay, so no worries. No, no, in a couple of weeks' time. Well, we can. Yes, we can. Yeah, we can still go out. We're just not working on Saturday or Sunday, so... Oh, there's an ambulance way past. A Skoda Octavia Estate, 4x4. Yes, four-wheel drive. Okay, so, yeah, that's that. Really chuffed that... I mean, Sarah hasn't driven Dolly yet. Dolly, you know what I'm saying? She hasn't driven... Well, technically, by the definition of drive, yes, the wheels did move, but she didn't actively drive it any further than probably 10 metres. She just went forwards and backwards, didn't she, in the car parking spaces outside our house. Only went forwards, so less than 10 metres then. She went about 5. But never mind. But it's great to be back, it really is. I'm still, it's really strange, I'm still catching up on a lot of things, because I didn't take a phone out with me when I was away, because it would have cost $1 million in calls and data and things like that, so I keep leaving my phone, because I'm not used to carrying one about. It's really strange. Yeah, and there's a few other things, I'm kind of catching up with life as it was. So we're driving down the 303 here, and the things I'm taking in at the moment are the trees on either side of the road. The leaves are turning a beautiful golden colour, and also red. Some trees' leaves are turning red, which is really nice. And I think for the next 2 weeks we're going to see some fantastic colours. I did catch Dean Reed's audio boo when I was out and about this morning about autumn and the little outs, and I concur wholly. It really is a disgusting thing, dropping litter. And I like Dean, I challenge people when they drop the litter. It takes a lot of moral courage, I think, to do that. So be brave and challenge these lunatics who drop the litter. You don't have to be nasty, of course, just be polite. And some people's opinions you're never going to change, of course. Anyway, we're turning off the 303 now, so I'm going to say thanks for listening once again, and we'll speak to you soon. Cheerio.
All one word. All one word. All out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.